Backseat Box Office, episode number 126, for the weekend of February 15th through February 17th, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
Hey, this is Jeff.
We are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, everybody, and hello, Jeff.
Hello, Lena.
How you doing?
Good.
Have you seen any movies? I think last week was going to be your off week.
No, I hit a dry spell, but I'm planning to rectify that this weekend.
Is that a fact?
Yes. I'm going to be off Friday and probably going to be able to catch a movie Saturday. So I will report next week on what movies I watched.
Very nice. I did see one movie. Oh, God, the cat just jumped up on the desk. Hopefully she won't screw up the recording. Let me move her. She likes to lie down on the keyboard. That would be a mess. I did see Identity Thief this weekend, which is what I had hoped to see. It was funny. I really enjoyed it. I know a lot of people had a lot of crap to say about it. The chemistry between Melissa McCarthy and Jason Bateman was fantastic. The physical comedy was funny. I mean, it was just, it's a movie. It's just there to entertain you. You know, there's no extra bells and whistles. It was a good, funny story. And that's it. For a little under 2 hours, I was highly entertained.
Did you have high expectations going in?
No. I mean, I am a fan of hers. I like hers. I like her. I like Jason Bateman. The previews that I saw looked kind of funny. The movie was funnier than the previews, which was a nice thing. There was one part that was hysterical, at least living in Florida. That is where her character was staying in on the other side of Florida. Jason Bateman's character is in Colorado, so when he finds out that his identity is stolen and that the police really can't and won't do much about it, because it takes months, if not, you know, well over a year to get anything going, and it's hard to catch someone doing this, that's when he just kind of says, you know what, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to get her, I'm going to bring her back to Colorado, and then you'll prosecute her. So he's telling his wife what's going on, and she says to him, well, you know, where do you have to go? And it's Florida is where he has to go. And oh, I think the kids ask him, where do you have to go? And he said, the worst place in the world. And everyone in the theater peed themselves laughing. It's kind of nice to know that everyone felt the same. At least I hope they did. As I'm not a humongous fan of Florida. Oh, it has its bright spots. I've lived here long enough. But I did enjoy it. I saw, let's see, there was a preview for a movie I had not heard of called, Olympus Has Risen?
I think Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes, that's it. Olympus Has Fallen. Didn't see anything about it before then. I want to see that. That looks good.
And who's in that?
Gerard Butler. He is a former, I don't even know what they call him. Let's see.
Secret Service?
Former Secret Service. And there's some kind of a car accident with the president and his wife, and he blames himself for the wife not making it through this car accident. So then he goes off to become a regular cop again, but it's really not working for him. And I don't exactly know what happens, but I believe, yeah, I assumed, the president is later taken hostage by South Koreans, who are disguised as North Koreans. They're in the White House. They actually kind of kidnap him in the White House. And the best part, the speaker, who becomes like, you know, the president when he's not there, Morgan Freeman. Who doesn't want Morgan Freeman leading the damn country? Aaron Eckhart plays the president, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It looked really good. Lots of blowing up things. And I do like Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart. I'm trying to. I also saw the previews for Melissa McCarthy's next movie. I believe it's. I think. I don't know if it's called The Help or not. You know, I should have prepped all this stuff before we recorded.
With Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Heat. That's it. It looks okay. What I liked about the preview is Melissa McCarthy is very ballsy and pushy, and she's kind of the Lena that I've always dreamed of being. Just like...
So now, all these years, you have a role model.
Yes. She's a cop, and there's this one scene they show where she goes into her boss's office, mad at him about something or other, and she opens the door and starts screaming at everyone else in the room. Our boss seems to have lost something. It's his balls. They're really little. They're about this big. And she's like making, and she's screaming it to everyone. And she just, if only I could do stuff like that. And being able to hear Sandra Bullock say "motherfucker," that might be worth the money. I wonder if I have to cut that out. Nah, that's okay. I don't think I've ever heard her say those words, and it was very entertaining. And there were a couple others that I can't really remember.
That's okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to get to the movies this weekend. I've been apartment hunting, and I think I found an apartment I liked, so I need to go back up there Sunday and do paperwork and all that sort of stuff. And oh, so much to do to prepare to move. And I just have a one-bedroom apartment. I can't even... But I am insanely unorganized at the moment. Insanely unorganized. So there's lots of packing, lots of cleaning, lots of throwing out, lots of organizing. I have 6 weeks. It can certainly be done well within 6 weeks.
Yeah, I loathe the moving.
I actually still have... I've lived in this apartment for 2.5 years... Still have 2 boxes that I've never even cracked open.
Yeah, that sounds like...
So, I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to get to the movies this weekend. Of the movies that are coming out, there's really only one that I want to see anyway, so we'll see. But, let me get into one of the things we're actually supposed to do. How the movies did this weekend. Identity Thief opened at number 1, making $34.6 million. Warm Bodies came in at number 2 with $11.4 million. Side Effects opened at 3 with $9.3 million. Silver Linings Playbook came in at 4 with $6.4 million. And Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters rounded things off at number 5 with $5.8 million. What surprised me? Top Gun. 300 theaters came in 11th. I wasn't expecting that. Wasn't wanting it, I suppose, would be the better answer.
No, but at $6,000 or over $6,000 a screen, that's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I never did look at our art house picks money-wise. We actually had 3. Lost in Thailand, Lore, and Father Beast had The Sorcerer and The White Snake.
Oh, bastard.
And he actually had... Ooh, good for you, Father Beast. He had the best one. And Lore, 5250.
Yes.
And let's see, The Sorcerer and the White Snake averaged 5530 a theater. Yours averaged 5250. And I don't quite see mine yet. Oh, there it is. Mwah, 1111. Well, at least I made something. Because last week I had a big, fat... Or 2 weeks ago, I had a big fat nothing.
Yeah, it's always nice when your movie on one screen beats another movie that's on 6 screens and
very true.
29 screens.
Now, speaking of the weekend movies, Mr. Jeff, or as I referred to you in the results show, which you have not listened to yet, our very own Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality?
Yes. You're very pleasant.
Oh, okay.
That was it was a compliment.
Well, thank you.
Well, considering I constantly call BD a bastard, an evil bastard. Miss Congeniality is a giant step up from that.
Okay. Well, thank
you. You're welcome. And congratulations, because...
Because I got a big fat 25.
Yay!
So I think I got my 125 for 2013.
And you're the only one. You get to sit atop the throne all by yourself for 1 week.
Yeah, but we're kind of far enough in the season to where I don't know how much that improved my season score.
I think you actually remained in the same place. You're still in fourth place.
Yeah, I think there's a big enough cushion below me and above me that I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's seriously, once BD sticks his heels in, there's really no moving that boy. But wow, not too bad.
That's an odd visual that just popped in my head. But go ahead.
Oh, funny, funny. And what was kind of nice was that everyone who played, and still not enough people, and thank you, Tad, for yelling at people who don't play. The good boy. He left that in his voicemail. Of everyone who played, everyone actually stayed within the top five. Didn't have to go any further. Scores ranged from 18 to 25. So all in all, it was a pretty decent week. I ended up with a 21. The only one I got right was Identity Thief. I flip-flopped Side Effects and Warm Bodies, and then I flip-flopped Hansel and Gretel and Silver Lining, so I lost a point off of each one of those.
I was wondering how you, having the, all five,
mm-hmm.
still losing 4 points.
Yeah, that's how. Kind of sucks. But we had a lot of 23s. 1, 2, 3. We had 5 23s done 2 different ways. We had a couple of people, BD, Kugron, and Scott, who flip-flopped 2 and 3, and then Art and Tad flip-flopped 4 and 5, so they only lost a point each on those. It's not bad. And this week, we have 4 movies coming out. 3 of them actually come out tomorrow, and 1 comes out Friday, the standard outcoming movie day. So
let's start with movie number 1 coming out this weekend,
mm-hmm.
coming out tomorrow. A Good Day to Die Hard. John McClane, yes, that John McClane from the Die Hards, if you didn't catch the reference, heads to Russia in this 5th installment of the Die Hard film series. Skip Woods, yes, that's his real name, the A-team from the A-team, provides a script with Max Payne's John Moore directing. Yes, that's it for the description. Rated R, 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Do you really need more of a description, though?
No, I'm surprised they stretched it out that long.
Yeah, Die Hard kind of goes the same way. Now, at the theater that's closest to me, they actually are doing, and I don't know how many you're doing this.
We're doing it out here, too.
Yeah, it's starting at noon, there's a Die Hard marathon. And if I actually had it in me to take the day off, it's almost tempting. I'm not sure. I assume they give you a break between movies. But I actually wouldn't mind seeing a Die Hard marathon. I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing the original in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I'm going to burn my whole day.
Yeah, that's a lot of hours. I don't know how much it is either. I'm curious. But if I did go to the movies this weekend, that's what I'd want to see. And I kind of think even though I didn't see the 4th movie, it's probably okay. I can't imagine I would be that lost. If I saw the first 3, if I didn't see the 4, and then I picked up the 5th.
Okay, so a random review blurb from Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Peter S., because I can't pronounce his last name, from efilmcritic.com. It plunges to the depths of Superman 4, Death Wish 5, and other sorry sequels that now exist today largely as the least played discs in Blu-ray box sets.
Oh my gosh.
So, okay.
It's Die Hard. Just take it for what it is. It's Die Hard, and that's it. That's the way I look at it.
All right, this one isn't too long, so I'll do the next one.
Okay.
Beautiful Creatures. This movie is a super Supernatural love story set in the South, Beautiful Creatures tells the tale of two star-crossed lovers, Ethan, a young man longing to escape his small town, and Lena, a mysterious new girl. Together, they uncover dark secrets about their respective families, their history, and their town. PG-13, 1 hour and 58 minutes.
I bet you her name's probably Lena.
You spell it L-E-N-A.
I know.
Spell it that way? That's how I'm saying it. Don't ask me to say the character's last name.
Oh, wait, I have to go look at it so I can see now. Where is... Ooh. Something French-ish. Duchamp? I don't know.
I was going to say Duchamp's.
Oh, Jeremy Irons. You know, if her name really was Lena, I probably would pay money just so I can hear my name being said on a giant screen for 2 hours. Because that's how I roll. The next movie coming out tomorrow is Safe Haven. An affirming and suspenseful story about a young woman's struggle to love again. Safe Haven is based on the novel from Nicholas Sparks, the best-selling author behind the hit films The Notebook and Dear John. When a mysterious young woman arrives in a small North Carolina town, her reluctance to join the tight-knit community raises questions about her past. Slowly, she begins putting down roots and gains the courage to start a relationship with Alex, a widowed store owner with two young children. But dark secrets intrude on her new life, as they tend to do, with such terror that she is forced to rediscover the meaning of sacrifice and rely on the power of love in this deeply moving romantic thriller. No. No.
I will probably be watching this on the Hallmark Channel in about 9 months.
Yes. Although, I still haven't seen The Notebook.
Me neither, and I count myself lucky.
Yeah, but you're a man. It's okay for you to say that. I almost feel like as a woman I'm supposed to have seen it.
Whoever does the commercials that run on TV, can we please stop with the best Nicholas Sparks movie since The Notebook? Because they use that same quote for every movie since The Notebook.
Pretty much. I like this this review from BeliefNet. Sparks' core formula, damaged hearts, pretty people, a body of water, the small town community, a sad death, and a letter, plus a twist that feels desperate. Pretty much all you need to know.
Hey, that's a movie, Mom. We normally, if there's a questionable movie that we might take the kids to, she's very good at saying what the questionable parts are.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She doesn't have a lot of movie reviews on there, but she's usually on the money.
Oh, listen to this. Nicholas Sparks likes to take broken people and put them back together through true love. Safe Haven, the eighth of Sparks' 17 novels to be adapted to the big screen. Eight? Really? Wow.
We're going to have almost 17?
Oh my, I didn't even know there was eight. I mean, that alone kind of makes my tummy a little queasy. Ugh.
Yeah. How is there not a Nicholas Sparks movie generator on the internet right now?
It probably is. Let's see. And on Friday, now I can't find it.
Here, I'll read it.
Thank you.
Escape from Planet Earth 3D. Yes, because they had to. Brendan Fraser lends his voice to Scorch Supernova, a beefcake space hero who defends his planet Beeb against the nefarious villain Shanker, voiced by James Gandolfini, in this computer-animated Weinstein Company release. Jessica Alba, Rob Corddry, Craig Robinson, and Sarah Jessica Parker round out the voice cast. PG, 1 hour and 29 minutes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that also Ricky Gervais is also a voice. He plays Mr. James Bing.
I do love him.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
I found...
Oh my god, Paul Scheer. Andre from The League, if you're a League watcher.
Yeah, not yet. I've heard that it's really funny, but I just haven't seen it yet. I think it's on Netflix. I think I may have it queued up there.
It's not for everybody. And if you're a football fan, it definitely helps.
I like football.
It is an FX show.
That's a plus.
It's very raunchy. And they kind of do that thing that the episodes aren't scripted. They basically have a one-page outline.
Oh, cool.
Because all the actors have a background in improv.
Mm-hmm.
Or sketch comedy.
Oh, now I really need to see it.
Yeah.
I found the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I found the 8 movies based on Nicholas Sparks. It's actually Nicholas Sparks' website. I actually have seen one of them. Knights in Rodanthe.
Oh,
with Richard Gere and Diane Lane. But what's funny is there's the little, I guess, the movie poster picture. In 4 of them, it's the couple, one member, like the couple holding each other's faces. That's 4 of the posters. 2 of them are a couple cuddling on, actually 3 of them are couples cuddling. 2 of them on beach, 1 of them is just a close-up. And then the other one, actually, no, I take that back. The last one also is cuddling on a beach with insets. So we have Safe Haven, The Lucky One, The Last Song, Dear John, Knights in Rodanthe, The Notebook, A Walk to Remember, and Message in a Bottle.
So what you're saying is they basically have 2 Photoshop files.
Yeah.
They just change.
Holding faces, couple cuddling. Holding faces, and the couple's cuddling, 3 of the 4 are on a beach. The 4th one very well could be on a beach. It's just a close-up, so you can't tell. I'm going to assume they're on a beach. Oh, Lord.
An additional note about Beautiful Creatures. I guess it's based on the book series Caster Chronicles.
Oh, okay. It looks a little sparkly and twilighty.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
The only one I really would want to see is A Good Day to Die Hard, which may have to wait a week.
Yeah, I don't know, but this comes from a guy that 2 was the last one I saw, even though I have DVDs of 3 and 4.
Oh. I do need, I'm not sure, when it's coming out in March, isn't it, Iron Man 3?
It might be May.
Okay, I still need to see the first 2. But I think now that 3, because 2, Iron Man 2 is easy to find in a million places. Regular first Iron Man was nowhere. It would be on TV, but every time I ran across it on TV, it was almost over. I've seen the end of Iron Man about 15 times. I've seen the beginning, I've seen the end. No idea what's in the middle. So I do need to see those 2.
Iron Man 3 is May 3rd.
Oh, okay. That gives me some time. So if I do move to this apartment, the job that I'm working at now, it's like 10 minutes away. Or, excuse me, more like 15, but still. Tonight, for example, there was the threat of rain. It started raining about 2/3 into my drive. It's 11 miles from work to home. It took me 1 hour and 20 minutes to get home.
Whoa.
100 minutes to go 11 miles. That's wrong on so many levels.
Dump the car and walk.
I could have, seriously. And I was kind of watching the other drivers. I'm trying to figure out why in a state where people drive like it's NASCAR, does everything come to a screeching halt before it even starts raining? As soon as the sky gets gray, everything just goes belly up. And what I noticed, for example, I was waiting in line at a red light. And it was one of those lights where it was going to take about 4 or 5 cycles before I got through it. So at one point, I see that my light is green. But then I see, and I counted, 8 cars turned when their turn light would have long been red. They just don't give a shit. They just keep going. 8 cars! And when I watched those 8 cars, as soon as my lane of car, and I was on the main street, these were the turn cars. Once my car started going, after 2 cars, the light turned yellow because all those 8 turning cars, no one could do anything. Does this happen in other states? I don't know if it happens this badly.
There's bad drivers everywhere.
I know. I mean, I'm from Boston. I know this. I lived it. I don't know. We should make movie picks, shouldn't we?
when you went to go see The Identity Thief, they show, well, I guess it's not the right demo, but when I went to go see Django, mm-hmm. I don't know if you mentioned the trailer for Dark Skies.
Dark Skies.
It's, I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now, and it says it was a UFO conspiracy theory sci-fi television series that it was on from 96 to 97, so I don't know if it's related, but Kerry Russell is in this.
I and did not see a preview for it.
And I was definitely freaked out from the trailer.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, so on to picks. Since my my spoil of victory is I get to go first from getting 25. So, with four new movies.
It's tough.
And one that might have legs. I'm going to put... Well, the big question is, for me, is where to put Identity Thief.
Uh-huh.
Just because not only do we have the front end of this weekend, we have Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day carryover, but we also have President's Day or Washington's birthday on Monday. Not that it's going to be in our results, but... So I'm going to go... I'm going to have A Good Day to Die Hard. Very reluctantly, because Schwarzenegger's movie... pardon my French, Blue Dog. And Stallone's movie, even though some of the actors in it, that also did not do very well.
Yeah.
I lowered my score a little bit. Not that I'm bitter.
Not much.
All right, so one, A Good Day to Die Hard. Two, and I'm going to have to put Safe Haven. Even though I think most of the female population is probably going to want to go see Identity Thief. Well, I guess the population that likes to laugh. the other, I guess, people that like bringing Kleenex to the theater are probably going to go see Safe Haven.
Mm-hmm. Fair thoughts.
I don't know how much of a draw Josh Duhamel is.
Duhamel.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. I don't care. I just happen to know that one little bit.
Oh, that's okay. So, Safe Haven 2, Identity Thief at 3, Beautiful Creatures at 4, even though that movie scares me because it could do a lot better. Just because of the preteens and the teens.
Mm-hmm.
13. And at 5, I'm going to go with Escape from Planet Earth. Don't know anything about this movie. At this point at which we're recording, there are no reviews. That doesn't mean it's bad. Could be, but who knows. So there's my top five. And then for my indie pick, just because I read, I guess it's nominated for the Foreign Academy Award,
mm-hmm.
I'm going with No.
N-O, No?
Yeah, N-O.
Oh, man. Now, you know I'm not really one to change my picks, but when picks are so different, I get really freaked out. Whatever, I'm in ninth place. I'm going nowhere. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. I initially had Die Hard first, but I kind of thought perhaps... the younger crowd, maybe looking for more sparkly things, might go see Beautiful Creatures. I'm actually putting that first. Now I'm afraid, since you put it fourth. Now I'm thinking this could be a movie that could, like, blow me 18 points. I have A Good Day to Die Hard second, Safe Haven third, Identity Thief fourth, and I put Warm Bodies fifth. I'm not sure about Escape from Planet Earth, where it's going to end up. I certainly don't think it's going to be higher than five. I just hope it's not too much lower than five. Well, actually, no, for me it doesn't matter, but for you. But I'm thinking, because I actually did hear, even though I did hear some good things about Warm Bodies, I was iffy about seeing it, but every time someone I know sees it, they come back saying, wow, that was a lot better than I thought it would be. Oh, beautiful creatures. I don't know. Teenage movies make me nervous. I don't know what they're thinking. But that's my pick. It stands. My art house pick is Like Someone in Love. Didn't really know anything about any of the art house movies, but that sounded very interesting. About a Japanese teenage prostitute who kind of gets this older Japanese businessman as a client, but ends up almost becoming a grandfather figure to her. Sounded interesting. Sounded like something I'd want to see, which is my art house. That's kind of my little rule. My art house pick is something that I want to see.
Yeah, very good.
And I think that's about it.
So usually this part of the show, I try to bring some news-related item for discussion, and but it's a little light. We're just a little before the Oscars, but I got saved today because I one thing came across the HollywoodReporter.com, and this is a news story where we need Scott for this because we need his. Considerable comic book knowledge. A movie I'm looking forward to is X-Men Days of Future Past. I believe we talked that on the past show. They have added the Game of Thrones actor Peter Dinklage.
I saw a tweet about that and I got very excited.
So the only question is, who is he going to play?
That I don't know. I know I love Peter Dinklage, but I don't know enough about X-Men to be able to say this is who he's going to play.
I hope they give him a big role because he deserves it. And I saw on another article some speculation that he could play Puck, which is a shorter superhero, but still super strong from Alpha Flight, the Canadian superhero team. Or he could play a villain, MODOK, who is kind of short. Or, smallish. So we'll see. It says they're starting to shoot in April, and it's not going to be out until 2014. So we have time to find out all kinds of more information.
Yeah, I actually maybe 2 hours ago, I think I did see a tweet saying that either he was in talks or they had just signed Peter Dinklage, which was happy news to Lena.
So that's all I had as far as the news. And one last thing is that tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So I just wanted to say to all of the guys out there that are
Now,
going to drag the safe haven just on the small chance that it's going to pay off big time after the movie. I feel for you guys.
I thought you were going to say something romantic and everything. Oh, well. And also, as a side note, this won't be released until the day after Valentine's Day. So I hope everyone had a happy Valentine's Day. And I would say more, but I can't be clean at the moment. Let's hope everyone's in a good mood on Friday.
So you can drop an F-bomb, but you can't be clean.
There's so many different ways to say these things, and I'm not entirely sure how I want to say it.
So since Lena is not really sure how she wants to express it, she'll just look for the on the Backseat Producers website for some colorful drawings of what she's trying to say. Or,
Everyone, enjoy your coupledom, however you're going to do that.
I'm sure we could probably enlist the skills of a great Mr. Chibi with some Lena art direction.
That would be nice. I can't draw.
But yes, but everyone, I hope everyone has a good Valentine's Day.
I'm at a loss.
True.
That's okay.
That's what I was going for, to bring the show to a screeching halt.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Are you working Monday?
I don't know. It would be nice if I wasn't. I asked my boss, and she wasn't sure either. I'm going to assume I am until I know for sure. I would love to have the day off, even though as I'm still, you know, it's still a temp job. I don't get paid for it, but I don't even care. I have been so tired. Sleep has not been my friend the past couple of nights. Last night I woke up every 2 hours, almost on the dot. Monday, I usually wake up around 6:30. Monday, the power went off at 5 a.m. So you've got the smoke alarm beeping at me and the UPS battery screeching at me. The apartment got very hot very quickly. The cat was freaked out by the power outage and decided she wanted to cuddle with me. So because the apartment was so hot, I had so much cat hair stuck to me. It was, and I never did fall back asleep. It was very unpleasant. And Saturday and Sunday, I was kind of running around both days, looking at apartments, going to the movies, running lots of errands. Didn't take any naps. Actually, tonight is the first nap I've had since Friday. I normally take a nap every day, just like an old man, and I like it. But tonight was my first nap.
I'm looking forward to those days where naps was in the itinerary.
When I was a kid, I barely slept, and I was perfectly fine. I don't sleep enough at night anyway, so I'm up late, so I take naps usually. But I've been trying to slowly fix that, taking fewer naps or shorter naps, not staying up as late. The one tonight was very necessary, and, you know, probably within 20 minutes I will be out cold. And hopefully stay that way until the morning. But I think that's it. Everyone enjoy hope everyone did enjoy Valentine's Day. Have a nice weekend, everybody. Enjoy whatever movies you're going to go see. I don't mind if you don't see the sparkly, beautiful creatures, because it kind of wigs me out, but I think I made a mistake picking it first. We shall see.
We shall see. So enjoy movies this weekend, guys.
Yep.
And thank you for listening.
Good night, everybody.